Paul, thanks for the time. And what's really been the key to this run, would you say?
The one thing that's been constant through the stretch that we've had is that the kids are, you know, following, the game plan. They're working hard and they're not trying to do too much. And they're, playing as a 5-person unit on the ice every time they're on the ice. And they're just, you know, they're having fun too, which really makes it much more enjoyable when you're having fun and winning.
And what's that game plan strategy-wise that they've been adhering to?
We're just trying to keep it simple. We're not trying to do too much. Using our line mates, using our teammates and taking what the other team's giving us. One of our main focuses has been through this whole entire stretch was we got to get pucks to the net and we have to crash and get the dirty goals. And we've been doing that almost every single game. We've buried a dirty goal. Guys are not making an extra move. They're putting the puck on net and letting their teammates crash. And, you know, we're having a lot of success.
In that stretch of 9 games, which one has impressed you the most, would you say?
Which game or which person?
Which game? Game.
I'd be lying if I said that Pittsburgh wasn't the favorite game. Mamaroneck was a big win, but Pittsburgh was a team that we haven't beaten in 5 years, so that was a really big win for those guys. Gave them a lot of confidence.
Wow. And in that game, you had 2 goals each from TJ and Colden. And Colden especially has been incredible in this run. 5 straight games with 2 goals, and that's just an excellent run. So what impact has he had on the offense during the stretch?
You know, he's got the size and the skill set where he can possess the puck and control and slow the game down or pick the game up depending on the situation. And he's just doing a really good job of getting the pucks to the net, you know, finishing his chances. If you look at his stats from last year, he had 2 goals last year. Look what he's already done this year.
Wow.
He's really grown and taken his game to the next level.
And defensively, one of the most impressive things about this run is all of your opponents have been held to 3 goals or less. So what would you attribute that to?
Our defense is playing really well. We're getting great goaltending, both from Derek and from Evan during the run. We're getting the puck out in critical situations. Our wingers are doing a much better job on the boards. And it's just, you know, the 5 guys in the D zone, we do get pinned in every once in a while, as all teams do. But, you know, we've really preached, you know, defense first, and then the offense will come. And it's been great to see these guys work together.
And you mentioned Evan Malbrecht. He's first year on varsity this year, and he's the starting goaltender, really coming into his own now. So how impressive have you been? How proud are you of him to be performing at this level?
He played on our JV team for a couple of years, and, you know, we were very happy to see him come back his senior year. He's getting better each game. He's really working hard in practice and getting better. He gives us, those moments when we were scrambling in the D zone. He's come up with some pretty impressive saves over the course of the stretch that we've had.
And now that you've seen essentially this team's potential, how confident are you moving towards this tail end of the season?
I think that's like the biggest part of it is we have to stick with the course of what's been working, you know, stick with the game plan. If the guys stick with the game plan, the potential is endless of what we can do with this opportunity for the season. Guys have to continue to work together, keep on keeping it simple, make the plays when they can make the plays, and taking advantage of opportunities when they can bury the puck. I think that's just been so key during this whole thing is getting everybody to just stick to it and not have a guy try to go from end to end and score all the goals himself. It's just been, hey, we don't really care who scores. We want to win games. And, you know, there's some guys that are getting more opportunities to finish and they're finishing, like Colden and Thomas. And then there's other guys on the team that when they have the puck on their stick, they're able to bury it, like Kevin or TJ or Brett or, you know, Aiden. So
And the streak came to an end recently. You had a loss and a draw last weekend. So what did you learn from those games to see the streak come to an end and possibly have this team bounce back?
You know, Saratoga was a good matchup for us. They play on Olympic-sized ice, and it was our first time on Olympic-sized ice this year. And I think defensively it hurt us just with positioning a little bit, the bigger space. You know, and the guys after the loss, they were upset. You know, they didn't expect it. And, you know, that shows that they have confidence that they can compete in every game and feel like they have an opportunity every night to win. And they bounced back Saturday against Shenandoah. We were down late 3-1, and they could have just packed it in and easily had just decided, okay, we're not going to win this game. And they fought back and were able to tie the game up with 20 seconds left and had a couple opportunities in overtime we just couldn't bury.
That's fantastic. So the spirit of this team really high right now. How does it feel in the locker room to find out that you guys were 15th in the state?
Well, it's funny because we got on the bus after the win at Beeville, and I had my phone in the locker room, and I get my phone on, and my phone's blowing up a little bit with some people that fellow coaches, saying congrats, check out the rankings, and it was a surprise. We haven't been ranked mid-season since 2015,
wow,
and it just shows that people are starting to take notice of these guys, and that they're. Now they're going to have a target on their back because people say, oh, well, Ithaca's actually having a really good season and they're going to come in, so they're going to want to beat us because we're ranked now. And it's like, you're only as good as your last game. So, the kids know that we have to bring it every night. And what they did over the course of the 9 games doesn't mean anything going forward if we don't continue to compete and win.
And Paul, one more question before we let you go. What's left to improve for this team for the rest of the way?
I think we just need to, continue to work on our defense and our special teams. I mean, we kind of, our power play has been carrying us for the majority of the season in critical points, and they just have to continue to be creative and to try different things and get shots on goal. And our penalty killing just needs to continue to block the shots and do the things that they're doing. And I think if we can, continue to do the little things to get better, the next couple of months, who knows where we're going to go with this.
For sure. And best of luck the rest of the way, Paul. Thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you.